Learning Masech Nesivam is Davav and Medeis. The Gemara here is finishing up the sugya on the drasha of the pasuk. Hashem says to Yishmael, "Mishpati Tiro." You don't need it to tell you that Binyan Beis Hamikdash is not the Eches Shabbos. The Gemara says you really need it to tell you that just like you would think that a person will be Yisrael from the Mikdash itself, Tamalay Mishpati says you may show Tiro to tell you that it says Shmir B'Shabbos and it says Mary B'Mikdash Shmir B'Shabbos. You're not being Yari from the Shabbos and Yari from Misha Israel Shabbos, and so too Mikdash. And then the Gemara says, so what is Mary Mikdash? That you shouldn't come in with your walking stick, with your shoes, can't come into Harabayis with your money belt, Avak Shal Raglov, etc. And the Gemara says, V'aimli el b'zman she'beis ha-mikdash kayam, b'zman she'aim b'zman she'aim b'zman kayam ha-tamalayma, ma'manayim, tamalayma, shab seistit ishmeish natro, ma'shmiram b'shamis la'ilam, ha'fmarim b'mikdash la'ilam. They have the same hekish of Shmir Shabbos and Mary Mikdash, that Shmir Shabbos is La'ilam, so Mary Mikdash so too is La'ilam. So Aruch Lener asks Akasha, we have a Machalikis Tanoim, what's the status of the Beis HaMikdash after the Bayis is Charev? The Mashal, we have in Daf Megillah Daf Yud, and Zvachim Daf Kav Zayin Amid Beis, is there a Dima Kriven Afa Bishayim Bayis? The Gemara discusses, do we say Kedusha Rishayin Nekitshala Shainta Vekitshala Asadlavai, the Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash remains even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, or no? Do we say Kedusha Rishayin Nekitshala Shainta Vekitshala Asadlavai, and without a Beis HaMikdash, it has no din Beis HaMikdash? Machlok is Tanah. So, fact, Larech Lener, Mimanav Shech. What does this Braisa hold? If the Braisa holds like the Man the Amar, Kitshala Asadlavai, so what are we in the Basak for? The Dine Beis HaMikdash are not totally in the Bais. So why should you say that the Mary Mikdash is Tali in the Bais? And if this man, the Amma, holds like it, Shalasa that doesn't have a din of Beis HaMikdash, there's no din, you can't be Makriv. There's no Chiv for a Tami to go into the Beis HaMikdash, whatever the case is. But how could you learn out from there that Mary Mikdash is Lailam, it's not the Mikdash? What's Takiv Shat? If the Mikdash loses this Kedusha when it's Chariv, so it's not the Mikdash Bechlal. Say, Manashach, if it has a din base of Mikdash, even without the bias, why do you need a pasuk for? So, L'charek should have all the dinim, including Mary Mikdash. Elamai doesn't have a din base of Mikdash, so what's pshat? It doesn't have a din base of Mikdash, how can Mekai and Mary Mikdash if it's not a base of Mikdash b'chalal? So, Rechaler says a possibility that maybe we're going specifically like Man Yama, Loi Kitchel Asalavai. Legami other dinim and has no din base of Mikdash. But still, it's a Xeris Akasim that since this was the place where there was a Beis HaMikdash, so Mela, it would still have a din of Mary Mikdash. And Eina Chanami, according to Ma'an Yom HaKitchel HaSadlavai, you wouldn't use the Pasuk for this. I mean, you have the Hekish for the other Halacha, that you're not being Yorim in the Mikdash, Atzim Mishatziva on the Mikdash. But the Pasuk is even the Ma'an Yom HaKitchel HaSadlavai, and that's a Chiddush. This Kiddush the Aruch Lener declares about saying, the Minchas Chinuch also declares about, it's in Reish Nindalot, and he's Mechalik, that by Mishkan Shilai, we don't find the din of Mary Mikdash after the Churban, that's Mishkan Shilai, the Makim, doesn't have any din of Mechalal. Now, Shein Kain, by the Mishkan of Yishalayim, it is the Makim of the Beis HaMikdash, it'll be the Makim of the Beis HaMikdash Lishi, also we still have the Issa Bameis, it's still a din, that you can't be Makrif anywhere except in the Beis HaMikdash, and Beis HaMikdash also that, because you don't have a binyan. But Al Kupanim, the Makim still can have dinim, and the Meli still have dinim Mary Mikdash. Now others that say this also, the Chassam Sefer, in Yeridei Simon Reish Lamedal, and I think he's also saying this, although the Lashon there sounds to be Faker, but I think after Masak and the Lashon, the context of what he's saying seems to be clear to me, that he's trying to say this dinim Mary Mikdash, according to everyone, even if you hold of Leikit Shalas Shalavik. Also, it's a Sefer Al HaTorah, in Parshas Vayikra, in Parshas Kedeshim, on this pasuk, it's called Ber Hetiv from the Minsk Gedayin. He also says it. So Aruch Chayim that I'm on the way. Baruch Lener clears the way, and the Minchas Chinuch clears the way. The Chassam Sefer I think is saying it, and this Ber Hetiv. But the Aruch Chayim is saying first Vaket, the Mabit L'Mashal in the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam Perek Zayin Ilchas Beisa Bechirim, he says this is his lashon. His man is there. Gam Ken Chayiv Adam Memor, right? Do kitchel asalavai? Can I mean it? He said, "Bizman is that you are chayiv a mary mikdash." Do kitchel asalavai? Uksiv achas shesayim leishiro mashmir shabbos la'ilam avir's mikdash la'ilam. Shabbos shacharib you should not say aymit. So he says, klar, that the yisayid, why it's lailam, is because it's kitchalas lavay. Mashma klar, that if it would be like kitchalas lavay, it would not be have a din amari mikdash after the churban. Most of the Turi Evan from the Shagasayim, and he's discussing the brayse. He says, avanda, this brayse goes on yom kitchalas lavay. If it's not kitchum, so it's not a base of mikdash. It can't be mitzvah amari mikdash. And levanda, this tana holds kitchalas yav. And he says clearly, the Mabit doesn't say it as clearly, that the din of kitchalas and love is learned from this hekesh. That's goof for the hekesh. The hekesh is telling you, you would think the Mesa Mikdash loses its kedusha when it's charev, kamashmalan that just like Shamis is lailam, Mikdash is lailam, and that is goof for the din that it's kitchalas and love. So in Bekitsu, we can have so far two possible turism to the kash of Aruch Hanet. The Aruch Hanet's kash was Imanushach, if you hold kitchalas and love, why do you need a pasuk? If you hold like kitchalas and love, then Lechayah wouldn't help the Pasuk. You say, like Kitchalas Lavi, and still, since this is the place where the Shekhinah was, this is the place where the Smidish was, it still retains its Din Mahirat. That's good for the Xeris Akasav. And different Achreinim and Mitzadah that way, the Achlonay, the Menchus Chinuch, the Xam Sefer, and the Behetib. Or if you Nema not that way, like the Mabit, and like the Turi Evin, you could say that this is the Pasuk that's the Makar to Kitchalas Lavi. But the Aruch Haner is Marim, the Rambam is Mavur, not like either of these two Mahalchim. Because the Rambam, when he talks about Kitchalas Lavay, it's an Uchas Beis of Chir Berg Vavaloch Yidalad, he says that the Kedusha Rishaynish Kitchal Shleimis, that he was Mekadish, the Zoyner Shleim is Kitchal Shait of a Kitchalas Lavay. And that's why Makrim Kabban is called Nafi Shain Shambay is Bani, that's the Psak in the Rambam. And Aloch of the Zayin, he says, Velomani Aimid Bemikdish Shleim, Shekdusha Rishaynish Kitchalas and Lassad Lavay. As opposed to the Kedusha of the Arts, the guy with Chumas and Maxis, who did the sheep to surround me, that Chumas and Maxis is not as says the Rabban, it's not less than loving. And he explains, Shikdusha and Nidishlaim and the Shekhinah. Then this Kedusha comes from the Shekhinah of the Shekhinah and the Betela. The Rei Oimah Vishimaisis Mikdashachem, Vahomer Chacham Mafish Hashem Dushasin and Aimdah. You learn it from the Pasuk, Vishimaisis Mikdashachem, I'll make desolate your Mikdashim. Even then, when they're desolate, the Shaymin, still, they're still Mikdashim. They're still Mikdashas and they named them. So the Rambam doesn't bring this hekesh of Shmir Shabbos to Mariam Mikdash to tell you Kitchalas and Lavi. He says it's because the Shkina Zayn and Batela, and the Pasuk he brings is Vashimaisis Mitzheyhem, Alfish Hashem, Nishas and they named them. But the Rambam himself in Perek Zayn, Allah Zayn, when he says the din of Mariam Mikdash, and he writes like this, so the Rambam holds Kitchalas Lavi. Still, the Rambam brings this pasuk, this hekesh, to tell you that the Meir is always. And you can't sell your Turi Evin that this pasuk goof tells you Kitchalas Lavi because he doesn't bring it. In his discussion, Imamish makes a whole discussion. Why is the Kitchalas Lavi? Because the Shekhinah is Levitela. He brings the Pasuk Shemais into Shechem. He doesn't mean this Pasuk. And even after that, he still brings this Braisam to tell you that the Meir is even when there's no Mikdash. So you have back the Kasha. If you tackle Kitchalas Lavi, why shouldn't there be Meir Mikdash? You don't need the Mikdash. So their advice has appeared in the Rambam, printed in the Madura Shapsi Frankel, on the side of the Rambam. He writes in time, he asks the Kasha, he says very, very bekitzer, one pasuk gets to tell you the legami knisa, meaning legami the din tum in the base of mikdash, that's called kitchalas lavi, and the other one is the dismari mikdash las lavi. Now, even though legami knisa betum is that you'd be chayim without this pasuk, but you still would think that meira, for the meira, you need the bias, you need the base of mikdash itself. The mark of mikdash is not good enough. Yeah, what's the pshat? No, I don't think be'etzim it's so shver. Kavanah din meir is when there's a bias there, right? The bias there is more of an inyan of meir. But the Aruch Haner says interesting pshat. The Aruch Haner also says the same thing, but he says interesting pshat. He says when the Rambam says a kitchalas and yaveh is because the shechin is ain't a betelam, he doesn't mean the shechin stays there. In mevur and kama mekaymis, the shechin, when there's a churban abayis, the shechin leaves. That's a pshat in the churban abayis. In Masechtas Vashan and Daflam V'Alm, if it says, Esim Asayis Nas Sashkina, it went from here to there, Avanda, we're missing the Shkina in the Vesa Mikdash. In Yuma Dav Chafalav and Beis, it says, there wasn't even Shkina B'Vaya Sheni. There were five things missing in Vaya Sheni. One of them says, Shkina. Avanda, the different Dargis of Shkina. But by Churim Vaya Sheni, Avanda also, even the Darg of Shkina that was there, wasn't there. You see, it says, if Shkina was Lizash from the Kaisal Maravi, So you see, but in the Mikdash, it wasn't there anymore. Avan, it is a big sign that there's no Shechina there anymore. But if, so what does the Rambam mean, Shechina Eina V'Teila? He means the Kedusha of the Shechina. When you have a place that was Niskadish, Ayidev Nashroas HaShechina, the place will remain Kaddish even when it's Nistalik, the Shechina. And this you learn out from Veshimaisis Mikdashaycha, that the Kedusha of the Makam will be there even after the Shemama. But that's Lagabi the Kedusha. But Lagabi the Meir Mikdash, you think you would need the Darg of Ashoas HaShechina that's there when there is a Beis Mikdash. It's Pashit that the Ika Ashoas HaShechina is only with the Bayis. As I tied it Darach Lader, Chayrich the Gisvara. So that's why I need the Pasuk telling you the Meir isn't for the high Darga of Ashoas HaShechina that's there, Veshasit is the Bayis. The Meir is Lailam. Whatever Kedusha blight in the Bayis, we bound Kitchu Yishayin, the Kedusha and the Kitchu Yishayin, the Kitchu Lasu Lavai. And then there is a Kedusha that blights Lailam, Yen HaKadosh is Usa Mechayev, the Meir should be Lo'ilam. That's Darach Nes Pshat. Now the Gemara goes on, they're trying to find the Mekar, that is Seyed Darach Eloysi Sheish Mekaris. The Gemara wants from Meshvei Seichem, they learn from Meshvei Seichem, that Havaras Eish, even in Bezdin, even for Ritzichas Bezdin, for Mises Bezdin, is not, you don't have on Shabbos. And Tam of the Kasvot Eishu Shabbos, Halav Achidachi. It's a little complicated, the pshatav of the sugya, but I want to shtel zechwili on one nekuda. The Yishayinim ask a kasha, because we're discussing this thing. The Gemara says havara, and then also bishul psila, that the Gemara wanted to say there should be a din of a seder chalesa say, or a seder chalesa sheish bekaris, for the havara, for lighting the fire, or the bishul psila, for doing the bishul, for melting the lead, that's going to be used to do a chi of shreifa, do a misa of shreifa. Yosefus Baskayin. So Shainim ask, there's a klal in a few places in Shas, Nafkuflam Bezim and Bezim Shabbos, for one, they only say a Seyda Chalese when it's Be'idna. When the time of the Kiru Salam, that's the time when there's an Asay. But here, you have to first go and light a fire, and then cook up the lead, and afterwards go and use it for Shreifa. So the time that you're lighting the fire and cooking up the lead, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah of behumas. You're not being mekayim the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin. So what's its side? We could say, as Seyidah Chalesa say, we need a pasuk to tell you it's not deicha. We can learn from here that normally a say wouldn't be deicha chalesa sheish bekaris. It doesn't fit with the gedarim of a Seyidah Chalesa. A Seyidah Chalesa needs be'idna. Here, the Akiris Alav is way before the say. The Akiris Alav is by the Avar and the Bishul. The say is not till he actually killed the person. So Ramban says like this. Ramban says, well, here's how you do it. You force the person's mouth open, and you have everything ready, and then you put the fire underneath the lead, and as the lead melts, it goes straight into the mouth. So kum dais, as lashon is havara, u'bishul psila v'kiyam mitzvam, v'kiyam mitzvah bezdin is bon kachot. They're all in one shot. The Avar, the Bishop Seal, and the Key, Mrs. Bez, and all Ban Kachot. As I am from the Rambam. And the Rashi says, I don't understand what he means. The Avar and the Bishop Seal has to be earlier. It's not Ban Kachot. You made it closer in time, but it's still impossible to say that the Avar and Bishop Seal is coming at the same time as the Misa. First comes the Avar, then the Bishop Seal, and then the Misa. It doesn't melt till afterwards, and even the melting, it doesn't go into the mouth till after it melts. There is a shehiz man, so mel it's a chsarin and v'idna, as I affect the Rashba and the Ramban. So the Rashba says, ein echanami. This was only a havimina, the Gemara could have asked the kasha. In other words, when the Gemara says that the way we would have learned to ask from the Kal V'chaymer is not al tachia. The Kal V'chaymer, like we have in the next Amud, is that Aveda, which is Cham, is Deich HaShamis, and Mitzich is Deich Aveda. So Kal V'chaymer Tzicha should be Deicha Shabbos. So it's learned out from Aveda being Deicha Shabbos, and Mitzicha, which is Deicha Aveda, so Kol Shekein should be Deicha Shabbos. So like Menachem explains, that Aveda being Deicha Shabbos, you're going to have to say Lefi the Rashba, is not because of a Sei Deicha Leisa Sei, because otherwise you'll have a Kash in the Maskana as well. The Aveda Deicha Shabbos is Damal Sutra. And the Gemara thought that since Tzicha is stronger than Aveda, so Shabbos should be Hutcha for Ritzicha as well. And for Hutcha, you don't need the Idna. See, we had before that Karban Tzibur One ilunin asay lesim karben sibur. And Taisa says the rusa tadi rusa v'pircha. We had before that there are the kasha, the achrayim's kasha, that that karben sibur is hutra. Also, the Ramban says clearly that we don't learn how to say the Chleisim Avayda because it's Hutra. So, what's the Pshat? Pshat's Talmud, we said before from the Beis Halevi, was Dafgar Akhtar, the Akhtar is Tchuy, not Hutra. But Al Kapanim, Kabbalah Sibur, is Mavur and Agamara, have nothing to do with what I say the Chleisim say. At least the way the Rajma is learning, that the Rajma is saying that the Etzim, I say the Chleisim won't work here anyway, because not Bidna. Malavachi, we say another Pshat. The other pshat's not also say the chalais is say. So Rav Nachum also is ma'ir. Why did Rishayim ask the kasha only here? Why not bekibud aveim? You have the kasha be'idna. How can you say the chalais say it's not be'idna that var in the bishul psila coming from the misan? So the Ramban says they're coming at the same time because you have the mouth already open, the lead all ready to go in. You light the fire and it melts straight into the mouth. And the Rashi says still have be'idna. But why did they ask the kasha earlier? By shchayli bashali. When the Gemara said, "Bekibud Avein," Shchayli Vashali. One he asked there that it's not Be'idna. The Tainer of Nachum Lecharei Pasha that the Shchayli Vashali, that is the Guf Mitzvah's Kibud Avein. The Kibud Avein, Al Kabanim Naschalas Mitzvah. That's called a Kiyum or a Maisa Mitzvah of Kibud Av. It's not just a Hekshe Mitzvah. Mechame maybe is a Hekshe Mitzvah. Al Kabanim. That's the Guf Mitzvah's Kibun. So maybe you are being Mekayim the Mitzvah or Al Kapanim in the act of being Mekayim the Mitzvah B'Shas Neveir Salav. Now Shankin here, the Mises Bezdin, this is no Shakas the Mises Bezdin, it's just the preparation for the Mises Bezdin. So maybe Ksarim B'Idna. So Agav Taisis, at the end of the Maskul Tama, he asks a similar Kasha to Rishayim. He asks a Kasha that why don't you say that the Avon, the Bishop Seal, is a Heksha Mitzvah. And the answer is, since it's E-Efshet to do them in Erev Shabbos, they blab like the Gufa Mitzvah. And Lechayim means like Shcheili Bashali. So he's Lechayim saying a different teretz. He's saying that the Rishayim are learning the Mitzvah that's Deich is only the killing. The Shaila is, so how could this be Deicha? So Rabban says it's Be'idna. It's all one Maisa of killing. And the Rashi says it's not Be'idna. But Taisus holds, it has the din of the mitzvah because it's a heksha she'ef shalasais li'ef shalasmei shabbos that has the din of the gufa mitzvah. That's what Taisa says. He's saying a different teretz to Rishayim's kasha. But lamaisa the Ramban and the Rashba are arguing in Hilchos Be'idna that if you have one maisa which in the beginning of that maisa he's oivid alav, at the end of the maisa there's a kiyum asei. The Ramban holds is called Be'idna. The Rashba holds is not called Be'idna. See, there's a Taisus in a number of places in Shas, like in that member of Masad Afya Days, Bechatzi Ev, Bechatzi Minchayim, where the Mishnah says, Lisa Shivcha in Yachal because of the Tzad, Chayrus, Vaskarin in Yachal because of the Tzad, Avdus, Samele, you can't be Mekai in the Mitzvah period of Rivia, and that's why you claim for the Rabbit to Meshacharim. So Taisus says, why can't he marry a Vaskarin and let the Mitzvah period of Rivia be Deicha, Niasev, Lo Yiyakadish? So he says, one of the Terutzim is not Be'idna, because he's Eivet Alav right away B'Shas HaRav, the very beginning of the Biyah. And I say, Pre-Biyah is only by the Gemara Biyah that's Royal Azriya. Now, the Chayav Ait, it's the same type of thing. It's one Maisa. The beginning of the Maisa is Eivet Alav, the end is Eivet is in the Kayim that say, L'Chayav, this Teretz fits with the Raj, but even if it's one Maisa, the beginning of Maisa is Eivet Alav, the end of the Kayim that say, it's still not called Be'idna. But you could learn that the Taisa's Kasha, and the other Terutzim could be held like they're a man. That's called Be'idna. Taisa has three Terutzim there. Now, in the story of the Ramban, there's a Baruch Tam, the Sefer Baruch Tam, he has a Marachan, a Seder Chalese, right in the beginning, then Aleph Perek Aleph, he says that the story is because it's one Maisa. In other words, I guess this is the Shayla. The Ramban holds that Be'idna is a din of the Maisa. If the same Maisa is a kiyum maaseh and a veris alav, even though the veris alav comes first, but it's one maisa. This maisa has in it a saying alav, you say, say, dech leisei. Mashenk and the Rash goes, depends on the time. If the maisa is going to be over the alav before he's mekayim naaseh, so it's not the idna. I saw in the Valde Gesefe, Marim Mekayim Israel Terah, he brings from Chaim Shmulevitz that he brings down, and Machalik is saying, look, I'm becoming with Rabbinay. That in Taiz and Ksuvis, the Flamen and Mimeis holds that if you're over the chiyuv misa, and if the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamon are teich kadei dibur, you say come with Rav Mine. And Taisus there argues. Seira, so that's the same like as Rabban Rashba. If the chiyuv misa, there's the chiyuv misa and the chiyuv mamon, the gam become the Rav Mine. Here it's that saying the leisa say the gam say the chalei, but the same you're saying is teich kadei dibur. Is that called b'masachas or not? The Ayel Tari, the Maran Mekaymes, brings also the Arsameach in Parachas Chazlul of Alacha Hay. He also says this, that according to the Zva, Tarech Neidi will be called Be'idne. But I don't know if that's pshat here, a little bit shvayin of Chaim Shlevitz, because I don't know if it's Tarech Neidi. When you light a fire to melt the lead, for it to fall into the mouth, but from the time of lighting the fire till the time the lead actually melts and falls in the mouth, I think it would be more than Kadei Dibur. The same thing, the Tais that I mentioned, Nara and the Gemara Bia, the Chayit is more than Kadei Dibur. Although Taisa says it's not Bidne, but maybe the other Turetz of hold it is. I think the Pshat is like the Baruch Tam. It's not because it's Tais Kadei Dibur. The Pshat is it's one Maisa. So even though the laugh comes first, it's one Maisa, because I don't know if it's Tais Kadei Dibur. The Arsameach's case was not one Maisa. The Arsameach's kind of, his case was like this. So Nilchas Luav, taking off the berries to make a Hadas Kasher is a lav of Tikkun Mana on Yom Tov. And he was discussing in Shalmi, that you could say, maybe a Seder Chalaisa say, in such a case, you could fix up your Hadas to take off the berries on Yom Tov because of a Seder Chalaisa say. So he was bothered with the Idna, so he said like this, he says, let's say the Hadas is already tied to your Lulav, you're holding your Lulav, you're all ready to be Yetzir the Mitzvah, and you pull off the berries and right away you're Yetzir the Mitzvah, so it's called Be'idna, and he shall to the Rizvah, the Tarech Neidib is called Be'idna Lagabe, come Le'mid Ramine. There could be, you need the Rizvah, because there, it's not one Maisa. The Maisa of taking off berries, and the Maisa of being Yetzir the Mitzvah, are two completely different Maisas. They're happening simultaneously, and that works for come Le'mid Ramine. And that might work for Aseid HaChalei also, but there you would need Tarech Neidib. There it's two maises. Here it's one maisa, you're lighting a fire, and right away, that maisa is ending up with her dying. So even though the life came first, but it's one maisa, I don't think you need to have a lady for. I saw a Baron Yafin in his, the Aris the Ridva. He wants to shtelt to another thing. That's Ken Zayin, that the Rebbeinu Chananel, in Meshach the Shabbos, Staff Kufan Beis, when it says Be'idna, he says the problem is, because you're over the lab, and you're still not yet Mekayim Nasei. And who says you'll be Mekayim Nasei? Not connected. Because it's not inevitable you'll be Mekayim Nasei. Well, you might not be Mekayim Nasei. If it's the same time, so like what they say, so you know, you'll be Mekayim Nasei together with the Lamb. But if you're over the Lamb, and then you have to go be Mekayim Nasei, you might not be Mekayim Nasei. So it's nothing to be done for the Lamb. So that's why he wants to explain Shat and the Ramban, that here, it's one Maisa of Mela. There's no chance that after the, even though the Kiyum Lav comes first, but there's no chance that after that various Lav you won't be Mekayim Nasei. It goes together right away. So even though the Lav is first, but you don't have that Chash. Kenzan. Harkovanim. That's the Machlekes. Rashi and the Ramban. The Baruch Tam has the Kash and the Rashi with the Gemara and Beya. The Gemara and Beya, Daf Chesu and Beis, is discussing if you don't have Ofer Muchan and Yom Tov. Are you allowed to crush? Are you allowed to crush? You have a clod of earth which you can't use for kisei adam because you need offer. It has to be powdered. Are you allowed to crush it? Are you allowed to be kaitish it? Al tasei dechalaisa say in Yom Tov. So Gemara brings different objections. The answer is really no. But first, the Gemara says that it's not be'idna because you're crushing it and you make offer and then you're being mechasa. The Gemara says, well, maybe it is Be'idna, because maybe you're crushing it over the blood of Ishkita, so Mele Behadi de Kotish Kamachsi. Tiny de Barakhtam, that's Mamrish to say Machlaikis. The crushing is coming before the key and mitzvah of the Kisei Adam. It's just in one Maisa. And similar to this thing, where you're lighting the fire and melting the lead, it's going straight into a mouth. Here also, you're crushing the offer, it's going straight onto the blood. So that should be a right to the Ramban. The Rashi says, I don't understand the Ramban. It's inevitable that the lav is first. Here also, it's inevitable that the lav of Tchina, the lav of Kli Yom Tov, is coming before the Kisei Adam. So how does it stem with the Rashi? You see here, that is called Bidna. His son-in-law, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzadzer Rav, He brings the Baruch Tam's Kasha, the Divrei Chaim, or Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Lamed, and he says it's not the same. He says, by Misa, the mitzvah is to kill him. The mitzvah, he has to be dead in order to have a Kiyum a mitzvah. The Shah is alive, he's no longer dead. Mashengim Mekisi Adam, the mitzvah is to sprinkle offer. B'shas, you're crushing it, it is sprinkling. So it's exactly the same time. That's what he tells us. Now, Shas, what does he mean? Why is he saying by the mitzvah of Mises Bezdin, it's only in the sky and when he's actually dead? But when you're doing a mitzvah of throwing lead down his mouth, then he's saying you don't have the kiyum yet. Mashen Kain, by the offer, the kiyum is when you spread offer on it. And that's happening simultaneously with the Ketisha. So I think what he means is, what Rabbi Chanan says, Rabbi Chanan, in Mizrachis Bey, Davavim and Aleph, he says there, you see from the Gemara that you could bury somebody through a guy. You can have a guy bury somebody, that's what they do on Yom Tov Rishon. Even though burying someone's a mitzvah. Right? So how can you do a mitzvah through a guy? He says, you also find Rashi in Perek El Shah's Mavur, that you could destroy chametz through a guy. You have a guy destroy the chametz. In Kayin the mitzvah, be a chametz, you have chametz on Erev Pesach, or Pesach, whatever it is, and you instruct the guy to destroy it for you, you're Mekayim the mitzvah. And he says also, and don't say the Mekar, I'll tell you the Mekar there, you see, you can Mekayim the mitzvah of Shevis Baskai and Osal Yedei Gai. That's what he says. Why? He says, because all these mitzvahs, burying somebody, destroying chametz, and killing someone who's Mekayim Misa, the mitzvah is not the ma'isa. The mitzvah is the teitzah. The mitzvah is what comes out, the result. As long as the result is there, there's a kiyum mitzvah. Doesn't matter who does it. The ma'isa is b'chalat the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the result. As long as he's buried, doesn't matter who buried him. As long as the mechuyav mitzvah is dead, it doesn't matter who killed him. As long as the chametz is destroyed, it doesn't matter who destroyed it. And he says it's not the same as kisei adam. He points out kisei adam. He says by kisei adam, the Gemara is like this. If someone puts offer over the dam, and then the wind goes and blows off the offer, now the dam is uncovered. He doesn't have to cover it again. Here is Mekayim the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah isn't that the dam should be covered. The mitzvah is the ma'isa kisui. And that's why Dafka Yin has to do it. If a guy covers it, it's Mechal Nakiyim mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is the ma'isa. And if he did the ma'isa, it doesn't matter if the dam is covered or not afterwards. Now, Shagin, let's say somebody buries somebody. They buries a mace. And then, the mace got unburied. Mace got dug up. Avadi is no key mitzvah. Avadi, you have to rebury him. What's the chiluk? Why by Kfuris mace, you have to rebury him, and by Kisei Adam, you don't? Taisis Kfuris mace, the mitzvah is the result. If you don't have the result, you have to get the result. Kisei Adam, the mitzvah is the mitzvah. As long as you did the mitzvah, you became the mitzvah. So I think this is what Divrei Chaim was living on. That the kash of the Rasha was, I don't have a key of mitzvah till they're dead, because the mitzvah is the result. Hashem, the mitzvah is b'chol the result. The mitzvah is the ma'isa. What's the ma'isa? When you throw the dam on the upper. When you're crushing it, it's getting thrown on the upper together with the crushing. That's called b'idna. That's the Divrei Chaim's heresy, so the Baruch Tam's kasha. Now, one nekuda, where did Rabbi Chanan get it? Rabbi Chanan just said, as a statement of fact, that Mises Bezin can be done through a guy. Where do you get it from? How do we know? Maybe Mises Bezin has to be done after through a Shlich Bezin, through a Yin. But the Rashba says that Chuvas Rashba Simon Shindan Zayin, it's Mamash Rashba on this Gemara, I saw it in the Mara Makai Masel Torah, that the Shail to the Rashba was asking him, it's about a series of different questions in Kama Chuvas there, questions on Masech Deshivamas. So the Shail asked him this question. He says, why is the Gemara say, my life Rab Nassim, because Rab Nassim knows Havar L'chalik Yatsit, so Havar is Lav Sheish Makaris? No, it's Rab Yasi that holds that Havar L'lav Yatsit is not Lav Sheish Makaris. And then he wants the Kasha for Rab Yasi, it's Bishul Psilam. How about Nitiel's Neshama? Killing someone, Sheikh, it's one of the Avis Malachis. One said Nitiel's Neshama. And the Shail, when he asked this question, he threw in, ain't it near a Loimar, because the Nitiel's Neshama can be done through Gayan. Because how do you find the Kimekayim and Mitzvah Yidei Gayim? That's what the Shail and the Rashba asked, which is unclear what he meant. If the Tiel Sashama can be done on the Gayim, so then why couldn't Davara, Kolshkein Davara, and the Mishal Psila, which the Charizicha could be done on the Yidei Gayim? But that's not the point. The Rashba who answered him said that Chayei Demar Shekein Anisayv Shechel and Bezin Latzavus the guy Lizzie Psil Tak Piv Shein the guy Lashlucha Shel Bezin Veim Yisus Bezin Sarakufa Shel Bezin. So the Rashi says I don't have any problem with the guy doing Mrs. Bezin. That's the Chayei Demakar to the Kai Vitzurim that says for a fact that a guy could do Mrs. Bezin. The Rashi holds that way. The Shail didn't think so, but the Rashi says Klar that he would have them on that Avada guy could do it. And that's what the Rebbe Chanan explains, because the mitzvah is the Taitzah, not the Maisa.